Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. The text line has absolutely blown up. We're going to have a conversation about some of these because somebody made a point that actually might get my attention and a big boy conversation we need to have. Got me a little heated, actually. And speaking of heated, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Simply inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split. For that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
The return we've been waiting for is finally here. UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbooks, the official sports betting partner of UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. That's simple. And while we're all excited for this weekend's premier UFC bout, let's not forget football is in the midst of their playoffs. So head to the app to check out the great payoff promotions. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up to turn $1 into $257. If McGregor wins by first-round knockout, place your bet and watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code WLCL for new players to get $257. If McGregor wins by first-round knockout for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
So people came to my defense. Started throwing out my stats. Where I finished. Okay. And Terry Rice Lockett is a good one. People came to my defense, and they're like, he started as a freshman in the opener. I was somebody's babies back then, but then, Steve, I proceeded to be a captain for the next 3 years. You can't be under the radar, right? Listen, I had to drag some dudes to the finish line a couple times. I'm not under the radar, right?
No, that's kind of what I was saying. I was like, I don't know. I didn't really think he was a part of this conversation.
Thank you, Texas. Yeah. And thank you, Steve, and thank you, everybody else, because I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, right, yeah, look. Francisco Garcia and Taekwondo, they're not under the radars.
No.
Yeah, right. Look, okay, now I'm kind of hitting to the YouTube channel. See, some of the big names that came up on there. Nick Okiki is one of them. Josh Minkins. Lorenzo Malden. He stays a nice little social media presence.
I don't know though. Let's be fair here to everybody though. If you never played in the second round,
Does your tournament success
Does your tournament success?
But here, you know how that don't count for me, because nobody blamed me.
That's true.
So if
that
we don't,
is, that, that's
if,
that's really
if
true.
We don't make the second round, nobody's gonna be saying, well, David and Carlique Jones, hey, get on out of here. You're not great.
That is true. That's a good point, man. That's a really good point.
Look, I just didn't feel the same energy, Steve, about the Marcus choked or something like that, that I saw some other people might have got. So
yeah,
that kind of kept me off the
Listen, for the love of everything, let me just warn you ahead of time. Don't even get on Twitter today. Because on both sides of the coin, man, there are some real politicians on Twitter.
Wait a minute. Okay, I gotta read this out loud. People pause, time out. On the YouTube channel, Tim Breedlove says, why is show not on the radio? Now, is he saying he is not aware that this is the radio show?
That's pretty hilarious. Because
I would be heartbroken if he's not aware this is the radio show. And he doesn't know about 93.9 The Ville and ESPN Louisville. I hope he's just saying, we haven't had any sound issues on air or anything, right?
No, we're
terrestrial radio or streams been perfect.
Man, yeah.
We would have gotten so many calls and texts by now if we were off air.
Okay, good. Yeah, Tyquan Dean doesn't count. Boo Brewer, he's gonna be insulted. he's gonna be insulted. Billy Thompson should not count. Jason Big Body Hilliard. BJ Flynn. He was a lot of people's favorite player.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, a lot of people really liked him.
Yeah, I don't think BJ can even count on that one either.
Yeah.
Even like I say, even without the career numbers. Who else we got here? Yeah, again, we're not talking all-time favorites. We're kind of talking just under the radar, the guy you particularly, Robert McCune, the human muscle. Steve, are you echoing again a little bit? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, Don King says you're Keytrell Clark. Yeah, Keytrell Clark. No. If you weren't on Keytrell Clark the day he decided he was transferring, you can't have him now. He's not under the radar. He's all ACC first team. He doesn't count anymore. So our second team, right? Cardinal Camps, Brian Northern. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, so Steve. Oh, I see some Otis Georges, some Cadillac Johnson, some Kevin Smiley, some Kevin Ware, some Poncho Wright, some Damian Danslers. So, Steve, are you ready to deliver any of yours?
Man, I mean, that's tough. I don't know. I Earl was, but Earl, I wouldn't count there because, I mean, he was
lottery.
Yeah, I mean, he was a lottery pick, you know. So you're like,
wasn't he a McDonald's All American?
Yeah,
no.
He's five star.
Yeah, you can't beat him.
Jeez, man, that's tough though. I don't know. I mean, everybody's named. Almost everybody. Juan Palacios was definitely up there pretty high. I mean, Brian was pretty spot on with that one, I think. I mean, you know, because he kind of come in as a freshman and played a big role in that Final Four team. It was awesome, kind of watching him.
Okay. Well, let me do this, Steve. Let me just throw a total monkey wrench into the whole machine, and you answer this text. Carlique and DJ versus Russ and Siva, 2-on-2. Who wins? Brian, who wins?
That's a good question. I'm sorry. I'm taking time.
2-on-2. Carlique and David versus Russ and Siva. Right at their prime. Both of them in the gym. What's our official name for our, I don't want to say Baby Yum anymore. What's our official sponsor to the Lil Yum?
The Planet Fitness Center.
The Planet
Cuber Center.
Yeah, okay, Cuber Center. Planet Fitness.
Cuber I have
Center.
Confirmation from my buddy Andrew Carroll. Everything has been good on the radio sound-wise.
Okay, but now Steve is echoing on the YouTube channel, and he doesn't know why. Turn down your headphones or something, Steve.
I haven't changed anything.
I'm going to say that I think Peyton and Russ win. I mean, I understand the argument. I mean, David Johnson's going to be the tallest player on the floor. He's also going to be the most physical player on the floor. Karlik is going to be, you know, Karlik is Karlik, so I don't really need to explain Karlik, but Peyton Siva, Russ Smith combo. I mean, Russ Smith was up for National Player of the Year, and I know Karlik could be too, but
if Karlik had Shane Bohannon, Montrez, and Gorgie, and Luke.
Trying to say it won the guard play?
No, I'm just irritating everybody with the counter arguments.
If you sit there and you really do break it down, okay, so I liked the Peyton and Russ backcourt better. I mean, obviously we won a national championship with it. How are you going to argue? But when you really break it down, you're like, well, David Johnson's taller and Karlik Jones is up for player of the year. So, I mean, it could be a better backcourt. I mean, and like you said, we are backcourt led this year.
Okay.
Whereas that team was more, you know, everything.
Okay. In the gym right now, Karlik Jones and David Johnson versus Chris Jones and Terry Rozier. Who wins?
Easy. I would say David Johnson and Karlik Jones.
No way. Terry Rozier and Chris Jones would torch him.
You think so?
No. I'm just wondering.
Who you would take?
Look,
that?
I don't know. I'm just throwing him out there for irritation. Who would you take, Steve?
Probably in that one. Probably Terry and Chris.
Because listen, you think nobody can nobody can stop Terry. So it look, all we're gonna do is isolate Terry or either guard and just work him.
Yeah, and I'm like, Chris Jones could D up, man. So right.
Chris Jones handles the defensive end and Terry handles the offensive end.
But isn't it crazy that I would probably take? I don't know. I may take David and Carl. No. No, not over Russ and Siva.
No.
Yeah, no. No, I can't do it.
But here's the thing. A great sports question, the answer is always in the pause.
Yeah, because, that is true. Because, I mean, then again, you know, it's like, that's. I mean, we're putting them up. I mean, the fact that we're putting them up against two of the best backcourts we've had in a long time, I mean, you know, you're kind of like, well, I mean.
It's a conversation.
It's a really good backcourt. It's a lottery pick and a potential player of the year.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Steve and Russ were a second round pick and a, what did Steve go, like 20 or 30 something maybe?
Yeah, probably 31.
I think 2 second round picks. I think he went in the second round. Yeah. So,
no, Steve
so
definitely went in the second round.
Mm. Yeah. So 2 second round picks.
Man. Look, size wins in this one. Like I said, the fact that you're even having that conversation says, okay, you're good.
56 towards the end of the second round.
56? Where'd he go, to Detroit? Where'd he go, Detroit?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Yeah, I think it was Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's Curry, Jones. Oh, that's funny. Okay, under the radar, Steve.
Yeah, it was Detroit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. On football, who mine was? I really liked Scott Long.
I'm listening, Steve.
I thought Scott Long, man. I thought injury took him away a little bit, but I thought he was an NFL guy, man. I thought he was really good, and he just never quite. I mean, now he's making it in life. He's doing some great things now. But I mean, on the football aspect of it, like, I always thought that he would get – I mean, he was awesome down the field.
You know, one of the most disappointing, like – because you talked about a guy who you thought could have been so much more was – and I know we've talked about it before, but Honest Mahmood. I really liked Honest coming out of high school. I thought he was going to be great. I thought he could make it, and he just never really got any better.
I can't believe I'm losing his name right now. He just popped in my head. I'm just thinking that because I'm just thinking of all these people. Does Michael Josiah count as a under the radar?
Yeah, absolutely.
You sure?
He wanted to be an NBA or NFL star.
Listen,
yeah,
Michael Josiah and
star, but
this is just like me going back. Michael Josiah and Otis George. Not Otis Jordan. I'm sorry. Otis Floyd. I used to look at them like, yeah, there's no way a football player can stop y'all at whatever y'all do. Right? Just y'all have the chemical composition to do anything you want on a football field.
Wouldn't quite Robert McCune, though. Oh,
who am I thinking of? Steve? Auburn running back transfer.
Michael Dyer.
Oh, God, Michael. Why couldn't you just be really, really great? He was one of my first, like, triple down on. I used to feel embarrassed about the SEC thing with Michael Dyer.
I mean, he rushed for, what, three or four touchdowns on Florida State.
I know. I wanted.
His second touch at Louisville went 60 yards for a touchdown.
But that's what I'm saying, Steve. Like, I doubled and tripled, and I thought that second run, he was going to do that every game for the entire rest of the season. I literally thought he was going to come here and win the Heisman hands down, or be in the Heisman race. Like, and that was me saying, this is how good the SEC is, y'all. That dude is going to come to this school, and he's going to set every single season scoring record, and it's going to look different. So I thought he was going to dominate.
There was the picture of his biceps.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, the team picture.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah. It was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, so I don't know. There's been a ton of them, though.
Okay, who's your current?
Football or basketball?
Football, basketball, women's basketball, soccer, tennis, baseball, anything.
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, does Kiana Smith count?
Yes.
Because I think she is going to be a superstar here.
I know we're on a different sport, but actually I had a text in from, I can't take credit for this, again, from Andrew Carroll, who just said that our sound was good. Mm-hmm. He said Michael Lee Harris. He said if Michael Lee Harris never got hurt, that he could have been as good as Devontae Parker.
I was really excited about him when he come in.
You know who's going to dominate? You know who's going to absolutely dominate this season? I can't wait to tell y'all. I'm rooting for this guy more than anybody at the University of Louisville. Luke Smith.
Baseball.
I
thought you were just going to say Tyler Jansen.
I love... Now, be careful with that, Steve. I'm not. y'all remember that name. If you hear Marcus going crazy over the name Tyler Jensen, just know you heard it here first. Luke Smith. Why do I like Luke Smith so much, Brian?
I'm rooting for him, too. I think every Louisville fan's rooting for him. I think just the fire that – I mean, everybody's going to remember that one thing, that one word that came out of his mouth when he looked over at the Vanderbilt bench or dugout, but –
You see the gif that the Louisville baseball released yesterday?
I did not.
Can you look it up real quick? It's on their Twitter. Louisville released it. I think they were saying, you know, baseball starts in 30 days. No, James Quick doesn't count Texter at all. Absolutely not.
No, he was the top five receiver in America.
Yeah. Alan Campos. Yeah. Honest doesn't count. Mango.
Earl talking Heyman. About 15 hours ago by Louisville baseball?
Yeah, probably something like that.
It's just where he comes up out of the smoke and just crosses his arms.
Damn it, that's not it. It
says 2021.
Go back a little further.
Do what?
Go back a little further on there. It's Luke Smith. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
A lot of yelling going on here.
Right.
I could hear the conversation if it made you feel any better.
Right. Eric Shelton's a good one.
Well, Eric Shelton. Eric he was a big-time prospect.
Yeah,
he transferred
good.
From Florida State.
Doug Beaumont, Roger Berkman. It's out of my wheelhouse a little bit. Josiah was overshadowed by Dwayne Ware. I don't know about that. I think they complimented each other. Okay, Luke posted. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Brian.
I was like, I don't see anything.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Texter. So here's the thing, Steve. It makes it that much better. See what I'm saying? Thank you, Texter. It makes it that much better. The GIF is Steve of him getting ready to pitch to somebody, right?
Right.
And he's looking right at the plate, and he just spits up in the air in a direction towards the plate. And it probably flies about 4 or 5 feet towards the batter, right? And you know me, I'm a big proponent of looking somebody in the eyes in competition. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're willing to look at somebody and do that, like Steve, if we're standing 12 feet apart and I spit and it goes 5 feet, you're going to feel like that was going to hit you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. It doesn't matter. That spit could have been 10 feet away from you, Steve. But just the fact that you spit in my direction,
I got it now.
I might beat you up.
Do you know he goes by Luby Smith?
Shut up.
That's the way he goes. His Twitter name is Luby.
I'm gonna start. Savage. I'm gonna. Oh my god.
Luby Savage.
Oh my god. That couldn't have gone any better. I did not know. My boy, listen, Steve, if I had a little man crush before, now it's full blown. Like, what do you need me to do? Like
that's hilarious.
Luby Savage, Steve.
Yeah, that's a solid name.
If I could go back in time, I would rename myself Luby Savage. Literally. I would just. Yeah. Love. Oh, Sam Fearing, that's a great one. But she was too good. Q Snyder, man. Q Snyder was Mr. Basketball, and he played early. Like Q's not under the radar, right? Josh Harvey Clemens is a good one.
Yeah.
Jeremy Wright.
I mean, Josh Harvey Clemens was only a 5-star coming out of high school.
Transfer from Georgia, right?
Yeah. Went to Georgia. No, I'm just messing.
Yeah, he can't have that one. Trey Lewis.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Trey Lewis.
Yeah, we thought he was going to.
Anderson's a good one.
Vic Anderson's a good one. Yeah, Trey just ended up in a squad, man. Like, golly, he didn't know how good Damian Lee was going to be when he signed up for this. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Babin on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybe at 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve.
Yes, sir.
I think Phil knows that you are out of town.
Is he there now?
Should I be worried that I have not received the obligatory text of which Wednesday? Is there something that I don't know about going on around here, Brian?
Ooh.
He texted me earlier. He said that we have a Baptist Health interview that we do every Wednesday. He's gonna phone in for it. He's not coming in. He said he was gonna text Mitch to pick up which and let me know if Mitch could or couldn't do it.
Oh, you ain't getting which, bro. Yeah, you can throw that out the window. You better find something else for lunch. Better.
I'll find out.
Go ahead right now.
My entire week is my entire schedule for my week is wrapped around which Wednesday.
I'm a big which fan, but I think Marcus takes the trophy with the which. He loves which.
I don't like what's going on here in this. I come in here today. Listen, I thought I was recovering, Steve. You jumped off there. Okay.
No.
I thought I was recovering, Steve.
Right.
You know what happened to me yesterday?
I'm listening.
Okay, what is my routine? What is my beverage routine, Steve, when I get to work?
Your beverage routine is hot water with lime or lemon, organically squeezed, and some organic local honey.
So, Steve, I was talking to you about finding a local organic honey and looking forward to finishing this bottle of honey.
Right.
So, Steve, I was watching, you know, the honey and, you know, all of a sudden, Steve, I open my honey. There's no honey left in it. So I say, oh, Steve, I'm pretty much to the end of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, my honey was leaking into my bag the entire time.
Oh, no.
I stuck my hand down into my book bag, Steve.
Come out like Winnie the Pooh.
Steve, I don't even, like, how do you describe expecting to find a pen? And people know, I bought my own Bic Velocity 1.6 pens because they are just the best for my hand size.
From Beijing.
Listen, Steve, I don't know where they came from, but it took a while to get here. Honestly, it looked like somebody just took them from their office and sold them on eBay. Right?
Probably what happened.
Or Amazon, not eBay. So, Steve, my good Bic Velocity pens are down in my book bag in the bottom. So I know all I have to do is put my hand down there. I don't even have to look and just do one good sweep. And I keep about three pens in there. And I keep us, you know, the little selfie stick thing, you know, to hold a camera for the videos in case I don't have my camera. So those are the things I got at the bottom. I also have the little audio adapters that are at the bottom of the bag. So I can pretty much feel in the dark, Steve. I can navigate my way around places, you know, like I know, you know, I'm good with identifying, you know, what I need out of my bag. Steve, I stuck my hand into the grossest, stickiest concoction in the bottom of my bag. It was just all sticky and grimy and gooey and just, it was the most disgusting event that I've had to deal with. I end up washing my book bag, Steve, and it's not right.
Well, you play that game. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, man. When you do the carrying deodorants or foods in the backpack, that's a dangerous game to play.
Is it?
It is. It is.
You know what? So, You're right. If your gym bag, if like back in the day, if you had that Sure deodorant and that stuff came open in your bag,
it was terrible.
It was terrible. You're finished. If you leave that speed stick back in the day in your bag during them hot 120 degrees
everywhere. It's the worst. 100%. Yeah, no.
Is that one of the worst things to leave in your bag? What else is a terrible thing to leave in your gym bag?
Oh, man. I don't know, but I know. Jeez. Those were the ones for me,
If you ever had like a chocolate candy or something that you threw in there and you left it sit there in the heat of the car and it melts.
Yeah. You know where my problem was with that? Listen, I don't, this was kind of archaic in hindsight, but one of the things you really looked forward to after a basketball game at Freedom Hall, right? Immediately following that game, you're starving. They would have
roasted nuts? Hell yeah, they got those.
No. In your locker room after the game, there would be probably 7 candy bars. A couple of, you know, Gatorades are all sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why they gave us so much candy after the game.
Well, no, I said that because I was the same way. We always had, like, a sport drink and like a candy bar or something. And it was like, yeah, I guess that was just like what everybody had like after practice.
Is that what you like? But you didn't know where it came from? Like,
I mean, I didn't know. I mean, obviously the sport drink, I understand the sport drink, but I mean, and I get like you want to replenish your energy after a practice. So you want like nutritious foods, but we always chose candy bars. It was like, why are we choosing candy bars?
So those would end up, I would end up putting my bag, my you know, my book bag or my gym bag. I would take all the candy bars and put them in my bag. And then when I got home, I would end up sit my book bag on the heater. And then the heater would just cook.
That's what I'm talking about. So then you get the and then you go to open it and you're like, well, I can't even eat this because it's too dirty. And then you throw it in the fridge and you try to refreeze it. And it's like, it's just not the same. And you're like, yeah, I'm just going to pitch it.
So,
but then if the cracks, if like the little like seal starts to break on it and then the chocolate starts leaking into the bag, that's the worst.
Yeah. So, we're not going to get Witch, and Steve is happy about that. My bag is miss. It's working right now, but I think I got the honey out of it. But that sucked. There was something else crazy that happened, Steve, I meant to tell you about.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I did want to bring up JCPS starts back practice today, and they're able to play starting February 1st. So they are kind of going to be able to get back into the action here. And so I was happy about that. Sounds like that they're going to be ready the way they moved and kind of watched or, you know, keeping up with a little bit of that meeting yesterday. I thought Marty Polio, man, the superintendent for JCPS did a really good job. Showed a lot of leadership, man. I mean, he got a lot of pushback, you know. But it was good to see. It was good to see that they're going to get back out there and be able to go. I was kind of disappointed that one of the JCPS board members accused of kind of,
grandstanding.
Yeah,
in my opinion, grandstanding.
The good old boys that we were just giving in to the good old boys or something of the state. And I'm like, that's pretty pretty uninformed thing to say, but regardless.
Especially when you can get on Twitter and watch highlights, local highlights of Trinity and St. X actually having games, you know. And
actually playing, yeah, last night.
Yeah, what do you think? Private schools just don't, the rules, you know, are different there?
So I was a little disappointed in that, but I'm glad, man, I get to get back out there.
I got to be completely honest about this, and I'm going to move on to something. Okay, this year I think you ruined this year for them. Okay, so
sure.
It's too early for me to say, good job. You know what I'm saying? Because you put those kids in such a disadvantage in their lives, in their careers by dragging your feet. There was no urgency to this. So it's kind of like, you know how I get, like this is a personal thing for me. Those movies where the guy is wrongfully accused and after 20 years he gets out, that's not a success story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like people try to make it an inspiring story.
Lost 20 years of his
life. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like these kids lost their lives. They haven't been able to practice. Like their development. Like you already saw what 20 days off on a basketball team looks like in college. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm disgusted by that. So I do understand, Steve, that you're giving credit because some progress is progress, but I'm still disgusted with the back end of it to even appreciate anything moving forward. That's my... Like I said, that's a Marcus Maben opinion. You know, it does not represent the company or anything like that. Marcus Maben feels like y'all got cheated by some people who did not have your best interest, who obviously had their own interests in play. And they voted that way, and they kept it that way, and they took that, you know, the easy NCAA route out. Speaking of the NCAA, Steve, why are they doing this? Are they purposely trying to sabotage the NCAA because – Kentucky is not going to be there?
why do you say that?
Actually, Kentucky still might be there. I was kind of joking about that, but
no, they won't.
You don't think they can get it together to make the NCAA tournament?
No,
they're going to put them in if they're the 68th team, Steve. They're going to let Kentucky be in a play-in.
No, I mean, of what? I mean, like I said, if they branch off and do two or three tournaments, maybe.
Steve, they will be available for the NCAA tournament.
No.
Okay, so Steve, did you see what they did with the scheduling?
I mean, yeah, I'm interested to hear what you got to say about it, though. What, the moving the days?
You're killing me, y'all. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The first 2 days of the tournament are Thursdays and Fridays, Steve.
Yeah.
My world revolves around the NCAA and Thursday and Friday. Did y'all think it was all of a sudden some great idea to say, oh, let's push it back a day and let's start it on Friday and go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? Wouldn't that be awesome? No, jackass. You are alienating every tradition of NCAA sport itself. You are literally killing the foundation of NCAA. People, it's almost like the circadian rhythm of lying to your boss about Thursday. Even if you have to work, looking your boss dead in the face and saying, you better be lucky I'm even here. So I'm watching the game. You're taking away. It's like senior skip day or something. You remember that when they started cracking down in schools on senior skip day, and they started, you know, bringing in like, if you pull any pranks, you're gonna get federally prosecuted. And it's like, Jesus Christ, like, lots of dollars went into cleaning up the toilet paper that you seniors put on the fences outside, and it's not funny, and you're gonna get prosecuted. It's like, Jesus Christ. Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. Right, sorry. But you get my point, Steve. Why would you get that?
No, I didn't really understand the moving of the days. I thought it was kind of odd. I'm like, well, you're getting a round of 32 on Monday, and you're going to get Elite Eight games on Monday. I don't know. I'm assuming they have a purpose, though, but I'm not real quite sure what it is. I don't know if it's something that you'll see in the future. But yeah, it was odd. I agree with you. Yeah. It's the Monday games will be a little weird. Like, and I do like that they're giving, right. I do like that each Sweet 16 game is going to get its own slot this time, as opposed to a couple going on at a time. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of spreading the Sweet 16 out to where it's like, okay, every game is going to get its own. But the Thursday Friday, man, that's epic, man. That's epic. Saturday and Sunday is the second round, because I mean, let's be clear. The first and second rounds are the high of the tournament.
Yes.
You know, national.
Yes, just that's the work. Like, your whole, like, think about it. You're killing the office pool. You're killing the Wednesday. Let's get ready for the Thursday night games. And you're just ruining the structure. This is what we do. I lie to my boss. And I say, I like to blame my wife. Because the boss knows that a happy wife, happy life. So when I say I got to take her to a doctor's appointment, you know, this, like, we both know there's no doctor's appointment. But I'm staying home to watch NCAA basketball. It's disgusting. Nate, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
No. Nope. Nope. I'll tell you something right now. I like my job a whole lot. Okay, and one of the things that I like about my job is my ability to give vacation days. Okay, so every year, about the same time of year, we schedule vacation for the whole year. Okay, now you can move a day here or move a day there or whatever, but the entire 14, 15 years that I have been here, Thursday and Friday of the tournament, I have been off. Okay, this year I took off Thursday and Friday for the tournament. They're not moving that joker to Monday. It ain't happening. Okay? Because if I got to go in there and come up with some BS excuse to why I got to move my day to from Thursday to Friday, it's going to go over about like a fart in church. It ain't happening.
Listen.
What the heck is going on? Why in the world are you going to mess with this? That's like, here, why don't we move Thanksgiving to Saturday? That's stupid. It's on Thursday on purpose. Okay? They want to talk about the Super Bowl. You want to move the Super Bowl from Sunday to Saturday. That thing is on Super Bowl Sunday. It's on Sunday. The tournament is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then the final game is on a Monday. You don't do the tournament on a Monday unless it's the final game.
Listen, Nate, I appreciate the call. Listen,
I like that.
It's a conspiracy theory. They're trying to throw off every. They're trying to disconnect the people, y'all. Somebody, there's some organization that's trying to just disenfranchise and disconnect. Just they want anarchy, and they knew there's a guy that's somewhere just with Smithers or whatever the dude is on Simpsons. What's the old dude's name on?
Yeah, Smithers. Yeah,
they're sitting around plotting how I can destroy the world, and they knew. We'll change the tournament days. Because they don't know that's what bonds them together.
Yeah. That, I like that Nate call, man. I tend to agree with him on that.
Thursday? You take my Thursday? Like what else is there, Steve? Like, is there anything left that...
There's no sanctity in sports anymore. Yeah, the Super Bowl. He's right.
There was a little something about church, about like Sunday and just the Lord understands, like, it's Super Bowl Sunday, like, cut me some slack, Lord.
yes, everybody knew Steve gonna cut out a little early on Sunday night, like, we know,
right? Like just a little bit of soft guilt to life. It just, oh my goodness.
Well, y'all enjoy your witch up there, man. Thanks, Mitch. Always on top of things, Mitch.
I'm not talking to him anymore.